Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Get ready to head for the hills. In the Moment is in Deadwood for the South Dakota Festival of Books in September. We hope to see you there. Let's get a preview of the state's premier literary event. Jennifer Woodman is the director of the Center for the Book with the South Dakota Humanities Council. We're with her in Brookings. Welcome, Jennifer.
Well, thank you, Lori. I'm happy to be here.
I should say you're with us from Brookings, to be clear.
That's correct.
I have to say, my confession right away, this is my favorite event in South Dakota of the whole entire year. So let's
and
get that out of the way.
Always,
I'm a fangirl.
We're always happy to have fangirls like you. We're a little bit of a fangirl and fanboy office in our own way, too. We get pretty excited when we book certain authors. So.
All right. Deadwood and Rapid City, September 21st through the 24th. In the Moment, we'll be in Deadwood on Friday the 22nd. Tell me some of the highlights, that the don't miss this, highlights of this year's Festival of Books.
Well, I think one of the things we are absolutely most excited about is the fact that we have Tim O'Brien, the author of The Things They Carried, coming to the festival. And he's a part of our broader veterans programming, which I know you are going to talk a little bit with Kyle Schaefer from our office about tomorrow, so I won't belabor it, but we just really think we have a good, strong, robust selection of veterans programming at this festival. So Tim O'Brien, obviously a highlight, winner of the National Book Award, but also joining us for the second year in a row, we have Robert Olin Butler, who is a Pulitzer Prize winner. Those two are probably the best known and perhaps the most important voices of the Vietnam War, and both of them are veterans, and both of them have had great recognition. And in addition, we have Ron Capps, who's the founder of the Veterans Writing Project. We have a number of veterans who will join us to talk about a screening that will be done by South Dakota Public Broadcasting of the Vietnam War. So we have a lot going on, and I just think I've heard Tim O'Brien speak before, and I think you don't want to miss that event on Saturday evening.
I'm wondering what sort of things happen behind the scenes to secure a guest like Tim O'Brien. How much are you guys working the phones, traveling places, sort of putting together these lists?
Well, you know, there's a wide variety of ways that we get authors to come to us. In this case, it started a few years ago when AARP in Sioux Falls had him come and speak at a luncheon. And so a couple of us went up there and met him for that first time. And then, you know, said, we'd love to have you come to the festival. We, you know, here's what we can offer. Here's what kind of a schedule we have. Many authors come to the festival for free or lower their prices, which is something that he did, but we also had to work with partners to make sure that we could get him here. And then the other thing was, we just have to figure out when we can fit in his schedule. So for a few years, it just didn't work out for him and for us. So we're really pleased that it did this year.
All right, let's take a step back to Thursday and talk about the kids' events and the just sort of how that's built over the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's a really exciting part of what's going on here, because it's expanded a lot. As you know, we started in 2014 doing a specific Young Readers Festival and a specific Young Readers One Book South Dakota. We'd always had children's and young adult authors as part of the festival, but we thought that maybe there could be a better way to reach schools and reach youth, teachers, librarians. So we started the Young Readers Festival on an extra day right before the rest of the festival starts in 2014. And we started with Kate DiCamillo, of course, as our featured one-book author, and you can't do much better than that.
Right.
But we've had some really wonderful authors since then. So we have a single featured one-book author for the Young Readers. With support from a number of partners, we give away copies of the selected book to second and third graders throughout the state in different communities. It depends where the festival is a little bit in terms of how we distribute those. And then we invite all of those students when they're third graders to come and meet that author. And in addition to that big event, which is really exciting for them, we also have 10 to 12 other children's and young adult authors that are visiting schools, making presentations at libraries and cultural centers. And so this year, our One Book South Dakota is again by Kate DiCamillo, but what we're featuring is the illustrator of the book. It's called Adventures on Dekawu Drive. It's three books that are bound together, so nobody else in the entire United States can get this book except for the kids that we are giving it to. And Chris Van Dusen, the illustrator, is going to come. He's going to talk to the third graders. He's going to do drawing demonstrations. I think it's going to be really fun, and it's a side of books and reading that maybe kids don't think about as much. Somebody's got to draw those pictures that draw you in.
Right. And some really big names nationally from children's literature, and then also some new stuff from folks like Jean Patrick, a South Dakota author with a new book out.
Exactly. She does such wonderful books for middle grade readers that focus on, you know, important people in history. She's done a lot of books about Mount Rushmore. This is Jean Patrick from Mitchell. And her book is called Long-Armed Lutie and the First Women's Olympics. And so it follows the story of the first time that women were allowed to compete in the Olympics and a character who was an incredible shot putter. And I think kids are going to love that. And then, you know, we have some real wonderful South Dakota authors like Virginia Driving Hawks Navy and Donald Montalo. And we also have the very exciting privilege to be hosting Jean Lewin Yang, who is the current National Ambassador for Young People's Literature. And he is phenomenal. I've seen him speak as well.
When you told me that he was coming, you told us on the show, and I actually squeaked and jumped, and everybody looked at me kind of funny, like, why is she so excited?
It's because he is worth getting excited about, isn't he?
Yeah, you need to come see him.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk about writers. What's in it for the writers? There's always such remarkable workshops. What are some of the highlights there?
I am excited about some of the different areas that we have workshops in this year. A lot of those happen on Friday, although not all of them. But we give you a little bit of extra time to spend with the author, or in some cases, authors. And again, that goes from local to national. For instance, Patrick Hicks at Augustana University is doing a workshop called Writing What You Don't Know. And I think that's going to be wonderful. He's an excellent writing coach. We also have people like Allison McGee, who's a really well-known writer for children and young adults, and she's doing a creative writing kickstart. But if fiction is not your thing, we have two wonderful women who write nonfiction, narrative nonfiction, and they're going to do a workshop on researching and pitching that, Karen Abbott and Denise Kiernan. And I think the practical level of advice that you get at these different workshops, whether it's starting to write something, whether it's building characters, whether it's actually figuring out how to find an agent or a publisher or determine whether you want to self-publish, I think there's something every hour of every day that a prospective writer or an amateur writer or even an established writer would appreciate.
Yeah. And again, I don't want to editorialize or fangirl too much, but my secret's out of how much I love the festival.
Yeah.
So I suppose we can just... But I took a workshop in Deadwood the last time with Leanne Rohrpaugh. And I remember going in and thinking, okay, it's a workshop. How much can you possibly get done in a fairly short period of time? I was blown away. It was like a graduate class in a very short period of time. So really high quality stuff for writers as well.
Yeah, it's very worthwhile, I think.
All right. Some of these special events, which I don't always get to and always want to.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the events for, visitors to the festival, readers to sort of mingle with some of the authors. What's that look like?
Well, the thing we kick off everything up in the Deadwood area with is our author reception, which is Thursday evening. And that is a ticketed event. You know, most of the festival is free. I should emphasize we work very hard to keep most of the events free, and you can come to anything on a first-come, first-served basis. But sometimes we serve food or do other things like that. So the author reception is a $50 ticket that you can get soon at sdhumanities.org. But that's kind of the opening event where we want all the authors to be able to mingle with one another. And also, that's a chance early on for some readers who come to that event to get, you know, an early conversation with one of the authors that they like best, or to, you know, find out what that author's doing, or to make sure that they're remembered by that author. And Friday night, we're having kind of a different reception for us. We often do either a literary feast or some kind of a reception. We call it authors, appetizers, and aperitifs. I hope I'm saying that right. But our focus this year is going to be on the Bill of Rights, and it's called Liberty mm-hmm. Through Limits. And we're doing, rather than fiction, something that goes with a program that we've had in libraries all across the state this year, which is a Bill of Rights exhibit in honor of the 225th anniversary of the Bill of Rights. And so we're bringing in a scholar named David Azarad from the Heritage Foundation, who is a constitutional scholar. And then we're putting him on a panel with some South Dakota writers, Joseph Bottom from out in Hot Springs, Frank Palmersheim from Vermilion, and then Chuck Rosch from, now he's with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, passed with USA Today, will be moderating that, and they'll give their perspectives on how different parts of the Bill of Rights evolved, how they were, you know, how it might relate to, for instance, tribal customs and laws, sure. And how it affects us today. So there really is, that kind of gives me the idea, there really is something for everybody. You've got that historian focus, you've got the Constitution, and then, of course, all kinds of fiction and poetry and everything else.
All right, and kicking it off, let's talk about the women behaving badly on Wednesday night.
That's
as well.
Gotta be fun.
I went to this. I'm not going to say it's R-rated, but there were a couple moments that were there were some First Amendment moments. The last one with the women authors. Tell me sort of the genesis of women behaving badly and why you're bringing it back.
Well, that is something that we work really closely with Tammy Barrows, who manages the Books a Million in Rapid City. And she started doing this many years ago before I was even with the Humanities Council, and just brought in some writers. Sometimes they're romance writers. All of the time they're women who are funny and like to have a good time and are open for, you know, kind of a more casual conversation and maybe walking the edge of propriety a little bit sometimes. But we've got two women, and she's doing a then and now. One of the women is Karen Abbott, who is actually a historian, so you wouldn't think, oh, she fits right in, but she has written books about Gypsy Rose Lee and a most recent book about women during the Civil War working undercover, and it's called Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy. So mm-hmm. she's the then part, you know, that women have been, you know, pushing the boundaries throughout life. And then with her will be Susan Elizabeth Phillips, who's a very well-known romance writer and, in fact, is credited with creating the sports romance, in case you wanted to mash up a couple of new genres. And they're both just really fun women, and I think the crowd that night will have a great time. That is Wednesday, September 20th in Rapid City. And I think you can get tickets at the door as well as purchasing them at the Doll, which is where it's going to be.
All right, Jennifer, I'm going to put you on the spot and say someone that you really need to go visit that you might not be on your radar. Like, who is a not miss that, you know, some people have never heard of, or comes back every year, and maybe you know you don't go because they're there every year, and sure. that's who you really need to get to see. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, a couple of the ones that I think will be really interesting, and these are two who are new this year, are Genevieve Abdo, who is a scholar of the Middle East and particularly of the split between Shia and Sunni Islam. She's just a really well-known scholar, and she has some great books that break down the past of the conflicts in the Middle East and the religious aspects of them, particularly in ways that people who are not scholars, like me, can understand. And I think another one who's going to be really interesting is Robin Wall Kimmerer, and she is an American Indian writer who is both a PhD in botany and someone who's very in touch with her tribal traditions, and she brings together the science and the tribal knowledge and puts them together in a way that she says can really improve our health and our worldview and things like that.
All right, let's close with how people can get involved, where they get tickets, find the schedule, that sort of thing.
You can do just about everything at our website, which is SD, as in short for South Dakota, sdhumanities.org. You will find a presenters page, a schedule page, a tickets page, and even a page where you can click to volunteer. And I am always looking for more people to volunteer. It is a fabulous way to get to know authors. You might get to drive them around or introduce their presentation. And it's a wonderful way to spend a few minutes with a person that you're excited to meet.
You've been listening to Jennifer Widman of the South Dakota Humanities Council. She's director of the Center for the Book. The South Dakota Festival of Books is in Deadwood this year from September 21st to the 24th. Meet me there. We've got a special two-hour live broadcast from the Deadwood Mountain Grand on Friday, September 22nd. Jennifer, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.